ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। वी चेंज द टाइम फ्रॉम व्हाट यूजुअली हैपेंस इज एट 9:30 टू 9 बिकॉज ऑफ द टाइम टेबल विद डॉक्टर निर्मला बोग एंड सो आई थिंक द बसेस फ्रॉम पंडित भवन आर ईदर लीविंग और या दे विल बी लीविंग नाउ But that's fine. I'm sure the others will catch up as soon as they come. So this is really just to say hello, because when you're in a gathering of 800, and downstairs it'll be more, it'll be 20,000. So it's not so easy to connect, but at least in this space, there's a chance to meet more closely than otherwise. And I'm assuming that everyone who's here is coping with the climate and everything as well. That's why you're here. But there might be others who are your roommates who are not so well. Anyone who's roommate or someone within your group not well? A few? Well, look out for them and bring them whatever their need may be. But the other thing is that if really someone is out of action for more than 24 hours, if it's a day, fine. But if it's more than that, you have to take them to the clinic, either the clinic here, or if it looks as if it's more serious, then the hospital. You can't let it carry on for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, thinking, oh, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. It's unlikely. If it's a little thing and it's come and it's going, fine. But if it's lasting longer than a day or two, then they have to see a doctor. Because otherwise, it'll be difficult to recoup that lost time. And the other thing is, yesterday and again today, Baba was talking about the advantage of Madhuban, the benefit of Madhuban. So outside, a very different atmosphere, and inside here, a very powerful, beautiful atmosphere. So you've heard all the cautions about not going out alone and all of this. I'm not going to repeat that. But just to say that Baba's created, whether here or in Pandav Bhavan, a beautiful atmosphere which has been actually Pandav Bhavan for many, many years. I think Pandav Bhavan, actually that location started around 1960-61, something like that. And ever since there, yoga, meditation going on all the time. And here we started around 1995, I think. I remember Dadi Prakash Muni coming to London and Oxford, and she said that in Oxford, you're very lucky, you got things ready made. You just had to put on a slap of paint and walk in. And it was a bit more than that. It was 40 people working non-stop for 6 months to make it happen. But it was much easier than, of course, what happened here, where you had just rocks and trees and nothing else, and all of this has been created with love. But she would come and visit Gyan Sarovar regularly, and she would bring us with her. And when Gyan Sarovar was ready, she said, "When are all of you going to move?" And guess how many put up their hands? Zero. And then she said, "Okay, well, let me tell you something. I'm going there. I'm going to go and stay there." And of course, then everybody put up their hands. But of course, then Daddy stayed just a night or two. But by then, she left us the RCs installed in our place. But it was a very lovely beginning. Baba actually came on the 18th of January in Gyan Sarovar in the auditorium. And Om Shanti Bhavan, of course, many of you remember those days, and we used to meet Baba on the stage all the time, and the stage was even smaller than this. So the first row of people were really, you could almost reach out and touch Baba. We didn't, but it was that close. And Baba came countless times. But here, Baba came just once. Because the hall is too small. Because already by the 90s, Om Shanti Bhavan, 3,000 people on the floor, and that had become too small. And so certainly this hall accommodates 1,000. And so we knew it was going to be too small, but it was for a different purpose. And then I remember after a few years, because Madhuban had to create a rota system for different cities to send different groups to Madhuban. They couldn't all just say, come when you want. And so that's when the system of which group comes when started. And one night we went to say goodnight to Dadi. And she said, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to sleep. We said, what happened? We thought it was a health issue. And she said, well, I've been reading all the letters that have been coming, and the last two nights I haven't been able to sleep. And that's because all of Baba's children are saying, when can we come? When can we come? When can we come? And we're having to say there's no space. And so this has gone on for a few years now. I don't know what we're going to do. Baba says, hear the call of the Bhagats, but I'm hearing the calls of the Brahmins, and I don't know how we're going to sort this out. So anyway, we tried to console her and then left. And next morning, of course, she said she hadn't been able to sleep. A few days later, she came up with another plan. And she said, we've got all this land downstairs, and all it's used for is planting a few things, but also just for the garage, because all the vehicles, especially the big trucks, they wouldn't bring them up the mountain for repairs and whatever. They kept them down, and it was really just a place where it was like a garage for the trucks and things. And so they had their repair things done here. And she said, we've got all that space. We can put up a few tents and we can have Baba's meeting there. And we were a bit surprised, but it sounded a good idea. And before you knew it, she had put the plan into motion. And yes, I think it was by then 1978. It was a big tent, and I wasn't there for the event, but I heard about it. And of course, we saw the photographs and things. So Baba came in a tent, would you believe it? And 10,000 people could come. And then I remember the following year, we were coming up from Ahmedabad, and the Madhuban Sound Department brothers, Tulsi Bhai, was in Sound Department at that time. Many of you know him from that era. He's now graduated to videos and editing and all sorts of things. But he was at that time Sound Department, basically. So he was coming up, and we were just chatting. What were you doing in Ahmedabad? And he said, I went to check out sound systems, because so far we've been hiring sound systems, but now the plan is to buy. And I said, is the further plan to keep having tents? And he laughed and said, well, you know, when something starts in the Brahmin family, it doesn't stop. It carries on till the end of the kalpa. And so he then shared that Dadiji had been telling them that, well, not just tents, but maybe we start constructions there. And so construction started, and I think Diamond Hall was done within a year. Not as sophisticated as it is today. Who hasn't yet seen Diamond Hall this year? Nobody? One? Yeah, nobody's gone down yet, have you? So nobody's seen. Well, you'll see it. It's had a renovation, and a real face uplift, and it's very, very nice. Really, really worth seeing. Anyway, you'll see it, but it's very beautiful. But at that time, when we went to see it, this is like before we started, I think, and I said that it got constructed within the year. And you know how when Dariji wanted something to happen, she'd give them a deadline. And sometimes Baba would give a deadline. I think for Diamond Hall, it was Baba who said, get it done within the year, so next year Baba doesn't have to come in a tent. And the first time I saw completed Diamond Hall, it looked like an aeroplane hangar. The walls, the tin sheet, and yes, there were lights and sound, but very basic. And then gradually it's got developed over the years, and as I say, now it's really lovely. So the story of the campuses and Baba's family just growing and growing and growing. And yesterday morning I was reading Murali in Diamond Hall, and the hall was packed. It was really packed already. And now yesterday, today, more arrivals, I'm sure. And so by the time you come down tomorrow, it'll be more than full. But the energy of that hall also, with, can you imagine, Amrit Vela is going on. And downstairs they have another very interesting system. They have a system whereby not the night before Baba, so like not tonight, but last night. So two nights before Baba, because if you do it the night before Baba, then people are dozy. But the night, two nights before, they have Amrit Vela from 2 to 5 a.m. And the brother was warning them, you know, come in good time, because the front row seats get taken up very quickly. So he's telling them, come through gate XYZ, whatever it is. So it was really, really amazing to feel the vibration in that hall especially. Because, can you imagine, five people meditate together, multiply that, and 25,000 people meditate together. It's really something. Of course, when Baba would come practically, then at that time, as soon as Dadi Gulzar would come onto the stage with the Dadis, there would be a hush. Because until then, it's like a social gathering, everybody meeting each other after a long time. But then there would be a little bit of quiet. But then, when it was Dadi on the Gadi conducting meditation, and then you'd see her fly off, and Baba would come, coughs and colds and sneezes, and everything would stop. Somehow, just amazing, just total pure silence for quite a stretch of time. So that energy is a very powerful energy. And I know some people, because of health issues, will be staying upstairs, and that's fine. But if you are well enough, don't think, oh, it's a hassle to go down the mountain and be with so many people and come up again. It's an experience worth having. It really is. So I'm encouraging you all to come. And I think the bus from Pandit Bhavan has now arrived. Yes, it has. Okay, so welcome to everyone. We have just a short time, because Hansa Ben has also sent Toli for everyone, so that'll take a few minutes. But a few minutes now, just for anyone who has any question. I know Baba says no questions, but that's about situations and people. Questions about Gyan, in which you explore things to go a little bit deeper, is very welcome. Questions about your timetable here. If you have any questions about that, that's also fine. Vijay, can you get a
mic? We have a mic.
Ah, you've got one already. Thank you. So we are all ready. And it's nice if you come up, then everybody sees you and you tell us your name and the country or city you're from. And if you want, how long you've been with Baba.
Okay. Now, Om Shanti. Everybody here okay? Yeah? So, my name's Mike. I'm based in London, Global Cooperation House. Been with Baba about 25 or so years. And my question, Sister Jenty, was I'd like to know a little bit more about Karanha and Karavanha.
Okay.
It came up in them earlier a couple of weeks ago, and it sort of piqued my interest. So if you could share a bit about what that means, the relationship, how it relates to us,
okay,
that'd be helpful. Thank you. That's my question.
It's usually in Bhakti, the title that's given to God. I'm Karanhar, the one who does directly. And so when Shiv Baba comes in Sangam Yuga, then what he is doing directly is giving us Gyan. That's his main purpose. So he's teaching us not just karma philosophy, but soul and God, and most of all, yoga. God comes to teach us how to have yoga with him. And together with that, God gives us a lot of love. God gives us a lot of power. And so that's the work that God does directly through Brahma Baba, but it's very direct. Like yesterday's Murali, today's Murali. Who is it who's speaking? It's the spiritual father who's speaking. So Baba's telling us, Bhagwan Uvacha, God speaks. This is what I am doing now. And then Karavanhar, he works through us. He works through Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba, as soon as Shiv Baba entered him, he knew that something was happening, obviously. But then the way that Shiv Baba was working through Brahma Baba at that time, in which Baba left Hyderabad, came to Karachi, and suddenly 300 plus people came knocking on his door. And so it was Shiv Baba, the unlimited father, and then Brahma Baba awakening to his role of being Brahma, the father of the people. But it was Shiv Baba who first said, come, come, anyone who wants to come can come. And Baba made it happen that 7 houses were taken and all the accommodation was provided and so on. So working through Brahma Baba is one very powerful thing that started instantly. But through the years also, how is it that Brahma Baba knew as much as he did? Not just in terms of the depth of knowledge, but also in terms of being able to see someone's future. My experience when I was 17, Baba saying, you're going to be a spiritual teacher. And my hair was short, my costume was definitely not this costume, and I didn't even know the definition of soul or God or anything. And so it was through Brahma Baba's lips, and then it happened 3 years later that it actually materialized. But it was Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, Karan, Karavanhar working together. So the whole story of Brahma Baba is the story of Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, Karan, Karavanhar. Clear? And then for us, I am the one who's working through this body. But also, I know that I, the soul, am Baba's instrument. And so, Karan, I'm doing things myself, but I'm also knowing that God is giving me the inspiration, the energy, the possibility, the capability, the skills to do what I need to do for service. And so for us, Baba always says, remember that you are the ruler of this body. And so you're not the body, but you are the Karanhar, and you're working through this body. So this is your instrument. So A, I'm God's instrument, but B, this body is my instrument, and I am in charge. I can't say, I said these words, and I shouldn't have, it just slipped out of my tongue. Well, it can't just happen like that. But yes, the soul forgot itself and wasn't in charge, wasn't in control, and so said things that shouldn't have been said. And of course, a repercussion of that comes back in some form or another. So, Karan Karavanhar. Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, but also for every one of us. Yeah? I mean, there could be a whole class on it, but, and it would be an interesting class, but that's the summary. Good question.
Om Shanti. Lovely to see you, Sister Jayanti. I have a question about the badge.
Your name?
Jamila, from Paramdham, then Tunisia, then London, then here. but serving with the badge on the train? Does that mean that we can't serve with the badge on the bus? Because I go to Global House on the bus every day. And also when we were coming, myself and Anne and Poonam, we were actually serving in the airport and on the plane. Is it limited to the train? Did they have no buses? Do they have no buses here?
Long journeys were always on trains, and so they did have buses, but bus, imagine coming from Bombay by bus to Ahmedabad and Madhuban. It's a long journey, not so easy. So people came by train rather than bus. So Baba always talks about trains, because when it's just a short journey, you have 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and enough to raise someone's curiosity, but not enough to give them gyan. But when you're on a train, you're sitting in a carriage, you start talking to your neighbor, and you do a little bit of a chit-chat with them, and gyan comes up. And of course, if they see a badge, it's excellent, because then they start asking questions. What is this? And so, yes, serving on the train with a badge is very good, very easy, a good opener.
This body's name is Satish from Dubai. I was revising some of the old Avyakt Murlis. In that, most of the time Baba uses the verse, one word is detach observer, then he says detach and loving. So when we come into, you can give some of the examples how we can practically use this being detached observer, detached and loving also.
The other day, Baba spoke a murali in which Baba was talking about staying up through the night and giving sakash. And that was a real situation in March 1968 when Dada Vishwakishore was out of action. He was in hospital. He was about to have surgery and he had a lot of pain and so on. And he was Baba's very serviceable right hand, literally right hand. Imagine organizing everyone to come from Karachi to India, the bureaucracy that it took to make that happen for hundreds of people. Imagine the bureaucracy you have to go through when you're filling in forms to come to India. And that was just after partition, so it was a very difficult situation, very tense. But he managed it, and then hiring a train, and the whole train comes, with all the Brahmins to Abu, and then up the mountain, so it was a marathon. But he organized it all. He was the instrument to actually do the negotiation and purchase Pandav Bhavan. So all the major milestones, it was Dada Vishwakishore. And why I'm sharing this story is because it's a classic example. Here's Baba spending the night sending sakash to the soul who is very precious, and Baba knows he's having pain. And then when the soul leaves the body, Daddy Shilendra phones and says, can we bring the body to Madhuban for the cremation so that then Baba is there? Baba says, no, no need. The soul has left. I don't need to be there for rituals for the body. And then, so they carried on and did whatever. And then Daddy Shilendra brings an album of photographs of the whole thing from the ceremony and whatever. And she wants to show this to Baba. And Baba says, I don't need to see it. The soul has gone. I don't need to see photographs. So there was the total love. And then there was also the detachment. And so whatever I need to do, I will do. But once I've done what I need to do, then no further thought about it whatsoever. So you see a demonstration of love and detachment. And in terms of the detached observer, from the moment Baba heard the soul has left, Baba stepped back, detached and observing the scene. That's it. And for us personally, I'm thinking about a relationship that many of you had, which was a very loving, very close relationship with Adi Janki. And of course, today we would say we still love her, the love doesn't go, but yet there's a different space, a detachment that we've had to learn. We didn't learn it automatically, drama made us learn it, but you can see how there can be love, but without any sorrow in it, because there's detachment. If there's attachment, you call it love, but it's actually sorrow, because then the attachment is causing the sorrow, then it's not pure love. And so in every connection and every relationship, while we are together, great, take benefit, give benefit, but when we're not together, detach. Or even when in a family, you're within the family, and yes, there are responsibilities you have, but you don't get trapped by them. You're able to stay up above. And two other things. One where I'm in a situation where, like today's Murli, somebody's getting angry for whatever reason. They're not well, they're tired, they're exhausted, could be many things, or they're just not understanding what they need to do. But anyway, they're getting angry. And so at that moment, I really have to be very detached. And at that moment, as an observer, ask myself the question, what does Baba want me to do now? And then either just stay silent or even just say, okay, we'll talk later, and move away. But if you move away too quickly, they get more angry. So you need to be connected with Baba, and then you'll get a signal. Let me just hear them out and be silent. Or the signal will be, enough is enough. Thank you. We'll talk later. Yeah? So in day-to-day situations, you keep needing to practice this. Am I here? And if I'm here, then I can be detached. And I can observe. I can observe everybody else on the stage, but I can also observe myself on the stage, and my response has to then be appropriate. And it's more likely to be appropriate if I'm detached. If I'm stuck in the situation, my response is not going to be appropriate, probably. And the other thing was, if the body's not well, then a little trick that Daddy used to use. Just go into silence, be very detached, and take Baba's light and give the body that light. If it's specific, then wherever there's a need, but also otherwise then generally, just give the body that light. So you can't do that if you're thinking I'm the body. You have to be detached, and then observe, and then take Baba Sakash. When Baba talks about these things, it's very important to practice. And if you experiment with it yourself, then you see the beauty of it, and you take the benefit. Otherwise, if you're hearing it, and it sounds lovely, really sounds lovely, but what does it mean? How does it work? How can I benefit from this? If I do that, then it's very beneficial. Laura here.
I just have a small question.
Oh, you have a question, okay.
One is learning from the hindsight, like when how Brahma Baba responded to Vishwakishore Bhai, right? And coming back to yourself, like you've seen so many people leaving bodies in the yagya. What is your response and how did you cope with that? That will be much more live example in the sense when, when Brahma Baba left, Mama left, so many bodies were left, right? So many people left bodies, so many yagya seniors left the body. What was your response? How you reacted? Did you cry like recently Dadi Janki left and you were very close? How did it work for you?
Yes, I had tears when Dadi left, but in a way we were ready for it, we were prepared for it. Baba had been preparing us for a long time. I feel how gracious Baba is in that when Brahma Baba left, it really was sudden. Nobody was expecting it. When Dadi Kumarka left, it was expected. Dadi Janki, it was more or less expected, and so on. So Baba gives us time to prepare. And even with, say, for example, Dadi Gulzar, it was very kind of drama and Baba that first the avyatro gradually stopped. Normally we'd expect Dadi to be there all the time, every time. And then gradually it started to happen that we would never know when Dadi would actually be there or not. I remember meeting somebody who'd come to Madhuban twice and they'd never met Baba. And one year they came, Baba didn't come. The second year they came, Baba didn't come again. So they'd made the effort to come, but they didn't get that fortune for whatever reason. I mean, internally karma, what I don't know what. But so we were gradually getting used to that. And then the other way was the muralis were getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And then finally, it was mostly silence and just a few sentences. So it was like Baba was preparing us and the support that we had was being pulled away from us. And then from January 2018, she went to Ahmedabad and then went to Bombay and physically never came back to Abu. So again, that was more of a preparation, gradually, gradually. So, but yes, my tears were for Dadi Janki. And internally, as I say, I'd been preparing myself. And in fact, a few days before she left, when I saw that she'd been in the ICU for weeks by then, about 3-4 weeks, and things weren't changing to be able to let her move into a room or leave the hospital or anything. And she and I were alone for just a short few minutes, and I said to Dadi, you've given us so much, it's okay if you go. It was my farewell, and it was, Dadi was smiling very sweetly. It was very moving. But yes, internally there's been the preparation for detachment. I mean, just imagine, it was a big shift for London, a big shift for Baba's children from abroad, especially this region, because Dadi gave so much to this region. And then in Madhuban, COVID times, you didn't realize it, because that year, 2020, when I came back to London, COVID lockdown here, so nobody was coming. 21, I came back for Dadi Gulzar's funeral, and still, actually 10,000 people came for that, but it became a big spreader, a huge spreader. And so again, there was a sort of break and not so many were coming. 22 even, people were a bit hesitant, very few people came. But we could see that people wanted to come to Shakti Bhavan and wanted to feel Daddy's presence and so on. And by the way, that's an invitation for whoever wants to come to Shakti Bhavan. You're most welcome. Between 2 and 4 is not so convenient, but the rest of the time, morning, evening is fine. And so you just had to step up and know that you can take help from Baba, but also the feeling of the angels and being surrounded by the angels. So I see that it wasn't just my personal journey, but it was a journey for all of us, especially from abroad, to move further ahead without any other support. Otherwise, there's always supports that you take. So the process of detachment is to see, can I manage without? And again, Baba was kind, Daddy was kind, in that the times that she was here and not in London became longer and longer. And so again, you couldn't stop doing things or waiting for Daddy. You just had to get on with things. But it's a good checkpoint for everybody. Who am I attached to? What am I attached to? And is it my comfort? Is it my diet, my food? Can I manage without? Coffee, can I? But yes, there'll come a time when you're tested. And whatever is our weak point, our Achilles heel, that's what will be tested. So sort it out before the end. And I think if you're going to run over time now, there's one person at the end. I don't want to say no, so come and ask your question. But Brother Bridgemoon has a speciality. He is punctual. And so he'll be there on the stage a few minutes before 10. Or you wait and ask you separately, but I think we can't have it. Oh.
He sacrificed. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
I claim my right. Om Shanti.
Who you are, where you're from.
Yeah, my name, the name that this body received is Laura. I'm from Israel. And lately, Baba emphasized the awareness of brotherhood. And, you know, in Israel we have a war. And after the 7th of October, it was very normal for me to see everyone as brothers. And, but after this, it was quite difficult to see the terrorists killing or making all these terrible things and see them as brothers. It took me a long time to accept this, that they are also brothers. So if you can extend this issue a little more.
When I haven't been affected personally, then it's very easy to see you and you and you as my brother. But if you've done something that's hurt me very deeply, for me then to see you as my brother is more challenging. And so that's what happened after 7th of October. And now if I can separate again the situation that's happening or has happened and see the eternal soul, whatever this soul has been through, the politics of the situation is beyond you and me. It started, the Palestinians would say it started in 1947, but others would say, the Jews would say it started in the Middle Ages. Some would say it started 2,000 years ago. So it's history and history and history, and today we are seeing the end of the Kalpa, and so it's like everything is coming to settle completely. Now, who is right, who is wrong? There isn't a right or wrong because it's mixed. And so for me, to now be detached from this situation is Baba's training. This is a wholesale situation in a sense, but in another situation, maybe it's with between two individuals, and I still have to go beyond whatever is happening, come to another level and see the soul in the original qualities of the soul. The soul is God's child. This soul also wants peace. This soul also wants purity. But yes, I lost my way. The soul has also lost its way. I'm lucky Baba found me. And so now I have to emerge my role as God's instrument and let that compassion and purity shine, so that maybe that soul also has the possibility of an awakening now. So it's much harder when there's an involvement, but this is what Baba's training is all about. Yeah? Thank you for sharing. Okay, there's Toli for you from Shantivan, and I'm waiting for somebody to appear magically. Yes, somebody will appear magically. enjoy your time here. And one more thing. Those from the UK, will you please stop behind just for 3 minutes after the Toli, because there is something very important I need to convey to you. But yes, all are welcome to come to Shakti Bhavan.